This is Chud. Once again, it's me and Grouch are doing a beer report, and once again, utterly terrified by our electronic equipment we're recording it on.
It's August 18th, the beer report, full moon edition.
Full moon edition.
Absolutely. Full moon fever going on
total
here.
Total lightning storm as well outside.
At the Pekin compound.
Pure fucking evil.
To some people, but maybe just an electrical storm to others.
That's not fun. It's much more dramatic if you describe it as pure fucking evil.
Yeah, and it might just be rain for some of us. But anyway, psychos. Goddamn. Just a fucking rainstorm, for God's sakes.
Anyway. You gotta suck the fun out of everything, man.
No, I don't. You fucking
put such a geek.
You put the evil into everything. I'm just trying to keep it real. I'm down on the streets. Fucking street. Oh, oops.
Oh!
Anyway, okay.
Yeah,
so
Groucho
tonight,
just accidentally gave out his address in a moment of humor. And
you know what?
He's fucked it all up.
If anybody who listens to this show pulls up to my house and says, "I know who the fuck you are," God bless him. I'll pull out a shite beer in their honor.
Yeah,
and a bunch of Bud Light in the fridge that I don't want nothing to do with. As far as I'm concerned, tonight is a special testicled can version of the beer report.
It is a wonderful testicle canned evening.
Yeah, I saw a little Chud today, and I said, pick up some Old Speckled Hen, because we fucked up the last beer report. God knows if that'll even make it to air. And, well, actually, it might, so if you heard episode 4 and you're getting to 5 later, you probably heard the Speckled Hen stuff. But
I apologize for everything you've just had to listen to, if you listen to episode 4, if we put it on the web or not. I don't know if we will. But
especially Miss Drunk Dial, and you know who you are.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, shit.
So what do we do again tonight? We picked up Old Speckled Hen because we both like it. And that's not what a beer report's about. A beer report is about...
It's about confrontation.
No, it's about new beer.
Oh,
and we didn't even
do
any of that, but at least we didn't have any Hobgoblin tonight. We had Old Speckled Hen and the Incredible Testicled Can. I love the Incredible Testicled Can. I think that is the way to go. If you're ever going to have a beer... If a Pabst Blue Ribbon showed up in a incredible Tesco can, I'd drink that and go, that's the best damn American beer I've ever had in my life.
Oh, I think what it is that just like, they only put good beers in the Tesco can. They don't waste their time putting shitty beers in the Tesco can. That way, if it's got one of those in it, it's probably good.
You think so, huh?
I think that's what I'm starting to figure out.
I'm thinking that if a shitty beer company decided to throw one of these testicle cans together, we'd probably drink it and go, that's good beer.
God damn it. Can we sell that idea to somebody?
I think we probably should. We should probably call the fucking Schlitz factory and put something together.
Yeah.
This is Schlitz Ultimate Extra Testicled version.
We've got Old English in a draft can.
Drought. The drought can.
The drought can. I'm sorry.
Draft.
It's not draft anymore. Draft. The draft can.
Exactly. But it was nice of you to diligently cut out the cans tonight just to check out the testicles.
Well, we had to make sure the testicles were uniform across the board because we don't want any deformed testicles in our cans. Non-matching testicles because I could...
If you don't know what we're talking about, refer to episode 1. Here's what I want to ask you, because maybe you haven't considered this thought.
Mm-hmm.
These testicles are the same thing that's in a Guinness can. Would that mean that Guinness is referred to inferior products because they're using the same thing everybody else is? I would think that Guinness would have the ultimate, pentultimate of testicled can, being that they're the god of all beers to you.
Well, we did establish, though, during... Wait a minute. Did we establish?
Oh yeah, I got you shut down, didn't I?
Established that Hobgoblin was actually a slight edge over Guinness.
And there is no testicle part of the Hobgoblin.
No, the Hobgoblin has no testicle in it.
I think it has some huevos, bud.
Well, it's got some huevos, but I mean, not physical plastic huevos.
Okay. When it comes down to it, at the end of the day, if you have a testicle can, you're probably going to win our vote as far as a pretty good beer. And Old Speckled Hen, once again, we went to it. We thought the report was going to be all fucked up, but it wasn't.
Once again, I've come to the conclusion that the Old Speckled Hen is like licking a fine leather couch, and I enjoyed it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I got some leather sofa upstairs that needs clean, so.
Yeah, well, you know what?
What, you're going to do it?
It's not English. It's American. Fuck America.
It's rawhide. Rawhide. So then you showed up with a surprise for me, which something I'd never heard of, was Wexford's Irish Cream Ale. It's also in an incredible testicle can. It's in the Drought Flow System can, and it has the same testicle.
Yeah, it does.
It wasn't a dark. It's actually a nice light one.
It's real light. It's kind of like a Boddington's. But
and my mind is reeling. Boddington's.
Have you not had Boddington's?
I had it. I don't remember it.
It's another very, very smooth beer. And another one in the Incredible Testicle can.
Oh, no, I've had Beamish. I've had Guinness. What else?
We've never drank Boddington's together. I just thought maybe
No. I've had Boddington's. At the gentleman presented the July event, he had Boddington's.
Yes.
At the
Family Elders.
Yes, at the in the buttery beer or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's very buttery. It's like drinking a stick of butter. Sort
okay.
of flavor.
I like Boddington's. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
actually,
this to me has got a little bit more of a folky quality about it as compared to the Boddington's, maybe.
Oh, is that so?
Folky quality. What the fuck does that mean about a beer?
Okay, Wexford Cream Irish Ale. It's made by the same company that makes a Green King. And I had a lot of Green King when I was over in England. I did enjoy the Green King in the cask ale. You probably didn't have any, did you?
No, I didn't.
You poured a Guinness, you?
It was good.
Poured a Guinness. I like that. I'm going to just make that like a word. Poured a Guinness.
Poured a Guinness? Just more of a long run on work.
Fucking you, man. Hoard a Guinness. No. Okay, so anyway, the Wexford Irish Cream Ale is pretty good.
By the way, I will warn everybody listening right now, because of Guinness's extremely dark quality, it makes beer goggles much more effective than a regular Irish or American lager.
I get the feeling there's a story here that I have not heard at this point.
Have you not heard this?
No.
Well, let's say I went out to a show that my friend was playing. It was his band. And I proceeded to have nine Guinness.
Nine
and
Guinness.
And four Irish Star Bombs.
Was that in a day and a half?
That was in about 2.5 hours.
That's brilliant.
And apparently there's a girl I found very, very attractive and got her number.
How old was she? 13?
Oh, 14? I have no idea. Essentially, I woke up the next morning going, God, I got this girl's number. What does she look like?
Oh, but well, at least you can go home with her
the next day.
Where did you see a picture? Was it on the bathroom wall?
No, she's a friend of somebody who I work with.
Oh, excellent.
Apparently, the Guinness turned me into a crocodile hunter, as in, crikey, there's a big one. Let's have a closer look, shall we? With a mean disposition, a face only a mother could love. Let's see what we can get out of this one. Yeah,
what did you get out of it? Did you get a little?
No, I got nothing out of it.
Did you get the egg sack? Did you get some?
The eggs? Jesus, man. I ain't tickling an ovary, but.
Oh,
damn, we've gone way too far.
Yeah,
gross. But, yeah, no, she was a very large, large woman. And my friend John, who told me that, oh, yeah, dude, she's hot. You need to keep talking to her, egging me on because he knew I was wasted.
Maybe it's a Freudian slip. Maybe once you were loaded, you realized you love fat chicks.
I don't think so.
I think maybe the inner chud came out when you were loaded with the nine Guinness and you realized, I must have a 300-pound woman.
No, I think it's because she knew who Flogging Molly was, and I thought that was cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, anything's cool at 3 a.m.
No, the worst part was because the show started at 2 in the afternoon. This was only just before 5 in the afternoon that I was this wasted.
So did you cuddle on her all night?
What?
Did you cuddle on her all night?
No, actually, after his show, we split up, and I actually was out continually drinking until 11 o'clock that night after that point.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't exactly
know how I
made it.
Hello? Hey there, little chud. This is Fat Chick. Where you at? I'm metal. I don't talk to fat chicks. but you said you loved me 2 hours ago. Oh, that was six Guinness in. I'm nine Guinness in now, and I realize I want a little Australian slut from England. Fucking roast your balls, didn't I?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, dude, I told you the story, so I mean, I'm laughing at myself.
Read you like a fucking book.
It was funny.
Yeah. Well, at least everybody else could laugh because they knew her from work. So.
I woke up the next morning, I'm like, I don't remember what this chick looks like. Oh, that's not a good thing.
Fuck. Oh, to be young again. Were we talking about beer tonight?
Oh, on to the Reverend.
The Reverend. The Reverend stopped in tonight and...
This is some balls out shit.
Okay. Once again, Lil Chud diligently shows up from Broadway Liquors and Pekin. Let's push the Broadway Liquors and Pekin because they really do a good job.
Dude, and you know what? Everybody there is really cool.
They are totally excellent.
Yeah, totally awesome.
I don't know if they know their beers, but they at least stock some good stuff on
the
shelf.
They do stock a lot of good stuff. And there's something different there every week.
Okay, so tonight they had the Avery Brewing Company from Boulder, Colorado. The
Reverend.
Belgian-style quadruple ale. It has this kick-ass label on it. Created by God, feared by Satan, loved by all. Reverend Father Tucker. Yeah, it is. That's fucking great.
So now I want to know who Reverend Father Tucker is.
I don't know, but...
We'll have to look at their website.
Okay, yeah, one big bottle here fills two nice-sized glasses, and we both admit that this 10% by alcohol brew is pretty good stuff.
It's rocking because the bottle is essentially two beers in one, twice the strength per beer. So it's like one bottle that equals four beers.
Plus, it has a picture of...
The Reverend.
He's fucking great. He looks like a peacock, but it's great.
I thought he kind of looked like Frankenstein, personally.
Well, I thought the peacock
He looks pretty pissed off, man. Of course, he's Catholic. He hasn't gotten laid in a long time.
Stop.
He's got reason to be pissed off.
God damn, he's a disciple of God.
Dude, you don't get laid. You get angry.
Fuck.
Anybody out there listening?
It's not all about sex. You know, if you're a priest, you can smoke and you can drink as much as you want. That's good enough for some people.
Yeah. but apparently, what, 9-year-old boys aren't doing that too?
God damn.
I'm sorry. It really bothers me. Okay, people in our family are still handing cash over to child molesters.
No, it bothers me when you're making the same fucking joke 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, but the last week is kind of technically there, but not.
What do you mean? Oh, well, no, believe me, bud. Once I present it, it's there. I don't care whether it sucks or not. It's going on the air. We have anonymous Mike who's logged into the web forum. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed this? This guy named Mike, and he goes, yo, 1 month without an episode. And then he goes, oh, come on, guys, when the next episode? Do you really believe there's a guy who logs in who says his name is Mike and puts that shit on there, but yet hasn't logged in and really registered himself so he can get onto the extra secret stuff in AFY's forum?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's somebody who's actually in the group who logs in there anonymously just to fuck with everybody.
Ah.
I'm a conspiracy theorist, though.
He's probably just a loser fuck. Who pretends to be a fan, but he's not hardcore, man.
No, he's not
hardcore. True.
Fuck them. I'm going to post this next one in AFY's forum just so he can't hear it.
Yeah, he's a poser bitch.
He
That's
is.
What he is.
Probably listens to fucking Dawn and Drew every day.
He probably does.
Anyway, we were talking about the Reverend. I love the Reverend.
Obviously, the Reverend is potent at this point.
It is potent. It's 20% alcohol. No, 20 proof.
20 proof.
That's pretty good for a beer.
It's just 9 proof away, I think, from like Parrot Bay rum, so.
Pause for a sip. Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's...
Actually,
it's good.
It's got a rich taste to it. It's, as we were drinking it before, it's got an alcohol taste to it, and just like a heavy alcohol drink, you got the whiff of that, but it's got the barley. It's a heavy barley and hop, no, malt taste to it.
Yeah, barley and malt.
Yeah, and it's good. I don't know how much a bottle of it was, but it's definitely worth a taste.
It's kind of like the, I don't know, how you want it. It's like the top shelf malt liquor.
No, come on. Okay, I'm gonna step back here
because let's put it this way: if you compare like Guinness as the top shelf as compared to Pabst Blue Ribbon, this would be the top shelf as compared to like Old English.
Whatever, dude. You're talking about. Okay, I've had Guinness. I don't know about Old English. I don't know about Schlitz and all whatever brands you're talking about.
Hey man, with $2 lunch money, get you 2 quarts. I'm telling you. Oh, this is on air. Fuck me.
I would petition to you that we probably need to have a fucking malt liquor show. I would
think that is a great idea.
Yeah.
That's an awesome idea.
You think so? Malt liquor, huh?
Dude, I'm going to show up at your house with a bunch of quarts next week, and your wife is going to want to kick my ass.
Dude, make sure they're big and they're in paper bags. You know? If you'd roll up with a shopping cart, that'd be even better.
I'm going to steal one just to do that.
There you go. Yo, brother.
Come walking around the pine trees outside.
Hey, pine trees.
Dirty ass coat. Yo, bitch. I got me some more liquor. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I got me some donations down there at the Salvation Army. I bought some more liquor.
Yeah. We can smoke some cigarette butts and shit.
Cigarette butts? What are you talking about? I got some weed here, boy.
Go pick up some crack bitches from East Peoria.
From Mary's house.
Mary?
Mary, the crack fucking...
That bitch done smoke so much meth, all her teeth fell out. You know what that means? Rib for your pleasure on her fucking gums.
Rib for your pleasure, Jesus Christ. So we got to seal something up here.
Okay.
We're at 17 minutes, 20... I don't even know where we're at.
All right, well, we've got another bottle of the Reverend. We need to totally put us over the edge.
Well, we do have another bottle of Reverend in the fridge, and I don't think we're probably going to touch it tonight.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Don't push out on me now.
You need to drive home between your legs?
What?
You drive home with it between your legs?
No, we'll drink it before I leave.
Mm.
Oh, dude, I've sweat so much in this hot-ass fucking house.
Oh, here. God damn. All right, let's not even go there.
It is like 90.
Oh, and dude, you're opening another bottle of the Preacher. Dude, we got to...
Oh, I'm definitely opening up another bottle of Preacher.
Well, make sure you record that when you pop the top.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, just
tear off the.
You know what's the greatest part about, you know, when we record the audio? There's an on off switch on the microphone, but yet you refuse to turn it off. Oh, what's that? That's the foil wrapper from the Reverend.
All right,
here we go.
Well, that's not.
Oh man, that means I got to drink up. Anyway.
Yes, you do.
Oh, look at that. Dude, you fucking headed that thing to death.
Yeah, I fucked that one all up. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
I don't think the guy who...
Dude, that head on that glass not receding past the point of 50-50. You got 50-50 head and beer.
No, it will.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Tomorrow morning if we come down here, it'll all be beer.
Shut up.
Shut up.
It'll be beautiful in about 15 minutes.
We're all made of stars or... the fuck's like... Anyway, all right. So, do we have anything poignant to say? I don't think we fucking do.
Mm-hmm.
So let's sum up tonight. Full moon fever version of the beer report.
Definitely full moon fever.
Yeah, August 18th. We had the Old Speckled Hen. We both agree that it's great stuff.
It's awesome.
Actually, really go out of your way if you see it at the liquor store or your favorite beer depot.
It's definitely more well worth it and probably has a more universally great flavor than maybe some of the other stuff we talk about.
I
would think almost anybody could drink that Old Speckled Hen and think that's something totally awesome and different.
Wait, where are you going? I said the Old Speckled Hen is pretty good, and you just said something about universal taste and all that.
Yeah, as in I think that with the way the Old Speckled Hen tastes, I think it's one of those things where almost anybody could pick that up and immediately feel that it's totally different from whatever else they've been drinking and like it.
Totally different and totally good are totally different things. I don't know that everybody's going to like it. But
I think most everyone would like that.
You think so?
I really do.
Well, since you are garbage disposal of beer and you know shitty beer when you taste it, you'd probably know.
Yeah.
And yet you respect that statement. I love that even more.
Yeah. Okay. I can't deny that. I mean, you know.
Old Speckled Hen, good, pretty good stuff. And then we went to the Wexford Irish Ale. And I like it. I didn't know anything about it before you picked it up tonight.
It's pretty good, but I don't know if it's one I necessarily want to pick up again just because it's not really my thing.
Yeah, I would agree there. Once again, it's in the incredible testicle can, mm-hmm. which I can't appreciate. But and it does make any beer better. I think we both agreed that any beer could be better in that
definitely.
Can. But certainly not as good as the Old Speckled Hen. It doesn't have any differentiation in it. Doesn't really sing out.
No, not really.
It doesn't have anything special to it.
No,
and then the Reverend.
Reverend. I'm really digging on the Reverend, personally.
Dude, oh yeah, I freaking gotta tap into that can. Whoo. Bottle. Here, hit me with some.
You know what the pathetic part is? This is the first goddamn bottled thing we drank all night.
It is. You know, normally the Beer Report studios are littered with bottles, and tonight they're littered with cans.
Yeah.
Which is pretty odd, in the past I would have frowned on such a thing, but I'm sold on these cans. I never would have been. I laugh my ass off at the Guinness mm-hmm. cans, the way they popped and fizzled before, but I'm sold on them now.
At first I thought it was just sort of like, well, I'm drinking this because it's a cheap imitation of what I would have in another country, but I'm definitely thinking that the way to go is that I can either drink a drought can or a bottle and still feel superior either way.
Because you're a beer snob bitch.
Because I am a beer snob bitch.
Excellent. Excellent. And the Reverend. Is a quality beer. 20 proof. It'll
At 20 proof, it makes it even better.
Yeah. There you go. Little Chud just stuck his mouth in there to suck that head down, didn't you, little Chud? He's pretty good with a head.
9 out of 10 women agree.
So we're going to go back over the beers. Old Speckled Hen, great. Wexford Irish Cream Ale, pretty good. But the Reverend, definitely worth picking up, and you can get two nice full glasses out of one bottle.
This Reverend is rock. Yeah, basically it's one ball of beer, but really it contains four.
Got a great taste.
I like it.
For the Beer Report, Groucho, out.
Judd, fuck off.
Fuck you, God.